I think we entitled this talk, so I want to get the title here, Preparing for the Days of Awe Through the Days of Love from Elul to Tishrei. The Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, are called the Yomim HaNoiroim, the days of awe, the awesome days, the fearful, the days full of fear. Noiro is a level of fear. And the days of Elul that precede it, that prepare for it, that lead up to it, based on the acronym Ani L'Doidi V'Doidi Li, Elul, the Aleph, Lamed, Vav, Lamed, based on the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, I am to my beloved is to me, is an expression of love, the loving relationship between the Klal Yisrael and Hashem. So we're focusing on a month of Elul, leading us up to a month, or at least to 10 days, of fear. So how do they work together? How does one lead us to the other? How does it prepare? Maybe it's even a little bit backwards. You know, the fear comes first. Maybe fear is a lower level, love is a higher level. What's going on over here? So I want to suggest that they have really one common denominator. I would say the 40 days between Rosh Chodesh Elul and Yom Kippur have a very focused and real common denominator. And I would like to suggest that that common denominator is the bitochon, the trust that we can place in Hashem. That it's all about trusting Hashem. And believe it or not, not only in the days of love, where it's easier to understand that, oh, of course, you know, if we're in love, he loves me, I love him, so I can trust him. I don't know how he can trust me so much, but at least I can trust him. So, but then on the other hand, fear, trust, like, would seem to be almost antithetical. You know, like, fear, when I'm afraid, I don't trust. When I trust, I'm not afraid. Like, so what's going on over here? So the truth of the matter is that when we talk about love, it's really very simple. Ani l'doidi v'doidi li, there's a loving relationship that exists between Klal Yisrael and Hashem. And that loving relationship, we learn in Shir HaShirim, is not dependent upon our appropriate behavior. Because we find that, according to Rashi, the whole Shir HaShirim is a nevuah about life and the relationship with Hashem in the Golos. After the Churban Beis HaMikdash, and we're in Golos, we're still in Golos, we're awaiting the redemption, and we have this loving relationship. It's all about love. So the loving relationship that exists between Klal Yisrael and Hashem, the mutual, ours to him and him to us, is not dependent upon our religiosity, upon our tzidkus. Because in the Golos, if we were tzaddikim in the Golos, then the Klal Yisrael would have been redeemed. The Golos would have been over. The Teretz is Hashem loves us no matter what. That love is there, that love is deep, that love is real, that love is eternal. So Ani L'Doidi V'Doidi Li is completely applicable all the time. If that's the case, then if I know the extent to which Hashem loves Klal Yisrael, then it shouldn't be so difficult to put my trust in him. And understand that the realization of the level of love that exists should be a clear-cut directive to me to say, hey, we have this loving relationship. Of course I could trust him. What else is trust based on? Who else do you think you could trust? This is, you know, we're like this. We're tight. If we're tight, then, so that's easy. And Elul, therefore, can certainly inspire a greater sense of love, because when we, a greater sense of bitochon, because when we think and focus about the love that exists between us, then we can, of course, find the strength and the courage and the emotion and the motivation to put our trust in Hashem. The problem is that the Yom Noiroim seem to be just the opposite. Fear, judgment, mi yichye u mi yomus, A person's kol masecha b'sefer lichtovim, the big books, the sifrei meisim, the sifrei chayim are taking out, and every kiva koras roya edroi mavir tzoynoi tachas shivtoi judges each and every one individually. It seems to be not such a trusting type of a mood. That seems to be a much more somber and almost dangerous mood. So where does the bitochen come in there? Number one. Number two, the truth of the matter is we started this move already yesterday. We started the move yesterday. Why? Because we blew the shofar. When you blow the shofar, what are you doing? The posuk that's brought, Hayitoka shofar b'ir v'ha'om lo yecherodu. When the shofar blows, the shrill sound of the shofar sends a pachad into the heart of everybody. Oh, gevalt, what's going on over here? You know, wake up, Uri Yeshedem Yishidaschem. You know, it's like a violent wake-up call that, you know, so this soft music is not such a wake-up call. You know, you can continue sleeping when you get a shriek, shrill, you know. Argh! So that's about fear. So, like, again, is Elul the days of love, or is Elul the days of fear? And is this fear that we're stimulating, we're creating, we're evoking, is that not contradictory to the mood that we want to develop bitochen through the love? And the truth of the matter is, it's not so. Fear, and we've touched on this many times, fear is not antithetical to bitochen whatsoever. There's a very interesting phrase, quote, it's a piece from the Pirush HaMishnayos of the Rambam. The Rambam is discussing the Mishnah, why we don't say Halal on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So he says it's inappropriate to be so besimcha in like we are in Halal, because he says, Shalahoyu Kairim Halal, Leber Rosh Hashanah v'Leber Yom Kippurim, Lefi Sheheim Yemei Avoido v'Hachno. They are days of Avoido. We're working on ourselves to improve ourselves. They are days of Hachno. We're humbling ourselves in front of Hashem. We're coming to realize, I'm not that what I thought I was. I'm not cracked up. You know, I'm cracked up. I thought, who knows? Nah, I'm not so, you know, humbling experience, the Yomim Neiroim. Upachad umoiro mehashem, and fear from Hashem. The yiro mimenu, it's another level of fear. There's pachad, meiro, yiro mimenu, to be afraid of him. Umivrach, and running away. If I could, I would run from him. I'm so afraid. I'm standing in the court. I'm going to be judged. If I could escape, you know, that's why they don't give people bail sometimes. They're afraid. They're flight risk, you know. I would get out of here. Of course, so said Ishba Mistori. There's no place we can hide from Hashem. But I would like to be Mivrach. But where am I Mivrach to? Umonos Elov. I run into his embrace. There's something about fear, the overwhelming fear, the fear that I have no place to turn. Hashem is judging the world. How can I get out of this? I'm not worthy. You know something? I'm going to give him a big hug and take refuge in that relationship and say, come on, you know how much I love you. You know how much you love me. Let's forget about all this judgment stuff. Much like a little kid, you know, the parents are threatening or ready to punish them or something, and they just cuddle up and say, come on, you know, you can't do that to me. This is Mivrach Umonos Elov. So the fear is actually a catalyst to a greater level of bitochon. I'm putting my trust in Hashem. Why? Because I'm afraid. I have no choice. We find this many places. We find Yaakov Avinu, when the Torah says, when Esav was coming, Yaakov was afraid. It says, Vayira Yaakov. And the Marikro says over there, Rashi says over there, why was he afraid of? He had a Havtocha. Hashem promised him he'd protect him from Esav. But he says, no, maybe Shemagor Machet, maybe he sinned and the Havtocha was not valid anymore. So then the Meforshim asked, they say, but why didn't he have Bitochen Stam without the Havtocha? Without, you don't only need a Havtocha. Hashem, we trust Hashem. So he said that Yaakov wasn't really afraid. Yaakov wanted to face Esav with a higher level of bitochon, because that's the way for sure he'll succeed. He forced himself to be afraid. He focused on Esav, maybe this Esav was mechaber his parents, I was away. He wanted to be afraid. So from the fear, where I have no place else to go, I'll catapult myself into that trust of Hashem. Mivrach umonoi selof. And I'm going to run and take refuge in my relationship with Hashem. And he says, and that's what Yaakov Avinu was doing when he feared. The Rabbeinu Yonah brings a posuk, Mishle. The posuk says, Biyiras Hashem miftachuiz. In the fear of Hashem lies the strength of bitochon. Fear leads us to bitochon. Because when there is no fear, it's like everything's fine. I could say I have bitochon, but it's not real. The Chazon Ish gives a beautiful moshel. He says a guy has a business. His business is succeeding, doing extremely well. And he says, oh, I have bitochon, Hashem, help me. Look what he helps. I have so much bitochon. I know he's helping me every day. He's going to help me. All of a sudden, across the street moves in a competitor. Everything falls apart. He's going out of his mind. He's pulling his hair out of his head. And Chazon Ish says he was singing the song of bitochon, but it didn't emanate from his heart. It wasn't real. If it's real, nothing to worry about. There's nothing, I'm not even concerned, I'm not even thinking. You know, that's the idea that when things are good, that's not real bitochon. And sometimes that when it gets bad, and if you really, you faked yourself out with this bitochon before, you can't even muster the real bitochon after. But when there's fear, and I realize there is no place else to turn, that's when I turn to Hashem with a passion, with a fervor, with a much deeper sense of connection and commitment and trust, because I have no one else, and I'm desperate. And that's really, so Yira in reality is a stepping stone to bitochon. That's what the Rambam says in the Pirush HaMishnayos. That's why we can't allow ourselves to say Hallel on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, because we don't want to ruin that mood. He says Hallel would be, I think he says it's Simcha and, wouldn't be appropriate, it's Simcha and Tzchuk. It's almost like a little folly. It's like a little light, that's the wrong word, lightness. So Hallel makes it lighter. You know, maybe because, I don't know if it's the singing, but it's lighter. And no, that's not, it's a somber mood. But it's a somber mood that catapults me into that trusting relationship with Hashem. So in reality, what? I'm sorry?
The only way you can have emuna is through fear. Then is that a true emuna?
Well, no, that's very interesting. First of all, it's not the only way. But and emuna is not about fear. Emuna is different. Emuna is the knowledge that I know Hashem helps, Hashem is involved, Hashem takes care of me, Hashem loves me, Hashem. The bitochon is the emotional, what we call the menuchas hanefesh, the reliance on that. I'm tranquil, I'm at peace, I'm not worried about anything. That fear sometimes stimulates that more. Because if there's no fear, for example, the Brisker Rav gives a moshel, he says, somebody's walking along, and everything is fine, he's confident that he's getting where he has to go and everything is good. There's a guy behind him with a gun that's out ready to shoot. So he says like this, if he doesn't know the guy is there ready to shoot him, then he doesn't have bitochen. He doesn't have a problem. There's nothing to, what am I trusting Hashem? Everything is fine, there's nothing to trust. If he knows the guy has the gun there and still he's walking peacefully, that's the Baal Bitochen, because he's aware. In other words, you can't be impervious to the danger. He says, the Mari Kro that I quoted gives a moshel, he says, what's a Baal Tzedakah? He says, a Baal Tzedakah is not one who's not machshev money. Yeah, money doesn't mean anything to me. He says, he loves his money, and he gives it away anyway. He says, what's a Baal Bitochen? Not one who's impervious to the fear. He knows he has this fear, but he rises above it. So sometimes the need is what makes us rise above it. You know, we're living in some difficult times. The way I understand it, the real estate people who own real estate in New York or the real estate business in New York, as far as they're concerned, they lost a third of their wealth. The home health care people, that's due to the mayor. The home health care people, due to the governor, have supposed to be losing now half of their profits. Yeah, and that's there's supposed to be a hearing or something in the middle of September, but right now. So now, all of a sudden, like, I was rolling in the dough. I had no problem. I wasn't really into the bitachon thing. I was into the money. But now I'm not so into the money anymore. I need something. I need you. When I know I need him, that's when I search him out. You know, that's when I search him out is when I need. When I don't need him, you know, okay, everything's okay. Take it easy. Now, to a certain extent, we do, but it's not the same thing. The greater the need, the more the effort to connect with Hashem. So therefore, the shofar...
Well, so you believe in yourself more.
What?
When it's going well, you think it's you.
That's
possibly.
Right. That's right. It's me. I got an MBA from Harvard. I run business. I could run a business in my sleep, you know. So the elul, the love, engenders bitochen. The shofar, the fear, also engenders bitochen. Because I think, we're going to be judged. It's almost Yom Kippur. It's almost Rosh Hashanah. What am I going to do? I'm so far away. You know something? I have no choice. I have to rely on Hashem. It has such a power. And the truth of the matter is that in the Yomim Noiroim Gufo, just as there is the koyach of tshuva, there is a koyach of bitochen too. We say in Kapitel Lamed Gimel in Tilim. Right? We say it on Shabbos in the Pesukei Zimra. Ranu Tzadikim. So we say Hayotzer Yachad Liban Mevin Al Kol Maaseim. The Creator takes together on Rosh Hashanah all the hearts of everyone, and Beskira Achas, the Mishnah says, the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, he judges the whole world in one swift look. He could look at the whole world at once and see everything and judge us. Fine. He says, then the pasuk continues. Ein ha-melech noishab rov choyil. Gibor lo yinotzab rov koech. The melech with his army, the gibor with his koech. No, sheker asus l'shua. You have big horse, you have whatever it is, artillery, military, whatever. Nah, it doesn't help. Hine ein Hashem el yirayov lam yachalim l'chastay. The Chofetz Chaim puts a comma there. The eye of Hashem looks favorably on those that fear him. And then there's a separate category, lamiyachalim l'chastoi, those that await his kindness. And it seems that on both of those groups, we say, saves them from death, sustains them in a time of famine. What this seems to mean is as follows, that when a Jew stands on Yom Kippur in front of Hashem, Shoshana, the judge, the initial judge, Yom Kippur, the final judgment, a few things are going on. Number one, he has fear. Now that fear can lead him to, as the Rambam says, to a level of bitochen. But he still may not be the ultimate Yirah Shamayim. So he says, but like, I'm not the Yirah Shamayim. So the Chofetz Chaim's diuk is like this. Ein Hashem adireyav, Hashem looks favorably to those that fear him. La meyachalim lachasta, not ha meyachalim, the areyav that are awaiting, but no, it's a separate category. To those that wait for Hashem's chesed, for those that put their trust in Hashem, Hashem takes special care of them, just as he does for the tzaddikim. Even though they're not that tzaddikim. Or maybe better said, that bitochen can turn them into that tzaddikim. Because the truth of the matter is, bitochen is an ultimate connection with Hashem. And all of the mitzvahs that are geared to create this connection to Hashem. So in a sense, I developed it in a different way. But it has a power. Even in the Yom HaDin, Hayotzer Yachalim, I'm standing on Rosh Hashanah and Hashem is judging the world. And I come to him and I say, I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy, but I'm counting on you. I have no one else to turn to. The Achronim bring that Megalchen, Mestaprin, Be'erev Rosh Hashanah, we bathe, we groom, we take haircuts, all the Erev Rosh Hashanah. Why? Should be a day, Erev Rosh Hashanah, right before the din. You should be sitting there with your lawyer and preparing, you know, putting the dots and the how do you call it? The cross your T's and dotting your I's. No. Why? To show that we have Bitocha Hashem. I run, I get all dressed up, I take this, I go, it's a day, it's an Erev Yontif. You sit down to a Yantif Mila to show, yeah, there's judgment going on. But I'm trusting Hashem. And that has such a power. And that's really a tremendous koyach in the Yom Neroim. In fact, on Rosh Hashanah night, we do this Simone Milsa. Simone Milsa, it means that we should, you take the apple and the honey, we should have a sweet year, the head of a fish, we should be like a head, not a tail, we should be porim verogim, gedogim, not ayin hora, you take carrots and she'ir buschir, all these different things. What is it all about? What it really is all about is, it gives me ever so slightly a boost in my bitochon. Tastes very good. What? Doesn't do anything. It does, because on a subtle, sophisticated, maybe deep-rooted level, I've elevated my year. You know, maybe it's going to be a sweet year. It started sweet. Maybe it'll continue. You know.
It gives you hope.
What?
It gives you hope, or
it increases your hope.
Increases
your hope. I have a story. I'll conclude with this. So all of these things. I would say, in a sense, these 2 months, these 40 days, really all lead to a major dosage of Bitochon Bashem. The Yira, the Avo, they're all leading that. The Simonim, the Shofar, the Mivrach Umonos Elov. And the truth of the matter is, there's a very interesting Orchus Tzadikim. He says like this. He talks about Yira. What is Yira? Aval ha-Yira me Hashem yisporach kimei odum she'oyev es ishtoi v'hi ohavtoi. He loves his wife and she loves him. V'hu yore lasis dovor kenegdo pen ye'abed avoso. He's afraid to do anything against her because he's afraid to lose her love. Kein hadovar hazeh v'choytzev rishpe eish avas ha-boirei Yisale, v'yore lavor al mitzvoysov penyafsid avas habayri yisborach. He is afraid. He is afraid that he's going to lose that loving relationship. That's what he says fear is. The great fear is, that loving relationship is so warm, is so comforting, is so tranquilizing, is so uplifting, is so meaningful, that my fear is. So that fear, if he could take that fear that he has, and because he's afraid and I don't know what to do about it, I'm just going to have to rely on him. He's going to have to carry the relationship. He's going to have to carry me. He'll continue to love me and he'll sort of, you know, get me back into the relationship. And that's what, even what the fear, he says, the whole Indian of fear is just the fear of losing that relationship. Anyway, so let me just leave you with this. I don't want to go into too many details, but just in a very vague sense. It was a year when I lived in Los Angeles that, many years there, the money situation was very, very tight. We started in a very new, difficult community. We started a yeshiva there, and it was a challenge. One year, I came home, Rosh Hashanah night, and sat down to make kiddush. And there was a wine decanter with a long neck, which I think I remember from my grandmother's house yet when I was a kid, and I took it, poured the wine, and then took the cap, the whatever you call it, the thing on top, and I wanted to put it back, but for some strange, bizarre reason, I touched the neck of the bottle instead of putting it on, and it slit. The whole bottle slid open. The top, the whole neck slid. Unheard of. All it was a glass thing that I touched like this, and I, to this day, but my family saw it, and my wife calls out, the posuk, ha-pach nishbar, the trap broke, and we're going to be free. We're going to escape. And then we started to learn, since it was Rosh Hashanah night, the whole sugi of Simoni Milsa. And we realized that Simoni Milsa is on Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of the year, when you have some kind of a hint that things are going to turn around, it helps your bitochon enormously. Especially you do all of them, you know, or this one, or this one, or this one. And here, this was so uncanny. And sure enough, I don't want to go into detail, but that year, whoa, I had parnosa. Anyway, I was not shy, it was off the charts. I, for the next few years even, it was like, it was something very unusual happened. I'd rather not, you know, describe it. And but that's the apach nishbar v'nachnum v'nachnum. So we have to try with everything that happens to refocus ourselves on that relationship with Hashem and on trusting Hashem. And that is a schus to achieve untold good. And the Chofetz Chaim, we quoted here many times, says in a letter in Machni Yisrael, Kefi goydel ha-bitochon, kach goydel ha-atzlocha. According to the greatness of the bitochon, that's the greatness of the hatzlocha. In other words, it's not all or nothing. If I'm not 100% sure Hashem's going to help me, it doesn't do anything. No. I got 10%, it'll help 10%, 20%. Kefi goydel ha-bitochon, kach goydel ha-atzlocha. And it makes a difference in hatzlocha. And it even makes a difference in the Yom HaDin, that the person who is botuach in the chesed Hashem, that Hashem will grant him chesed and will judge him favorably, that has a koyach of hashpoah even on the Din Shemayim.